Yes, let's put together a group. We'll call it Well in Opera. We'll set it up as a charity, and we'll start performing classical grand opera in Well in Garden City, which, to the best of our knowledge, had never ever been done before. The name we decided on was Well in Opera Group, and in the process of setting up Figaro, Joyce Lewison and Adrian Waddell between them had found us a wonderful producer called Peter Foster, and in discussion with him, the conclusion was that the next piece should be The Magic Flute. We set forth with, I think, something like £28, or it may have been £18 in the bank, and committed ourselves to a budget of something like £1,500 to produce The Magic Flute in the autumn of 1977, preceded hopefully by concert if we could manage it. And that, happily, we did a concert of it in Hartford, just the one night, in the early part of the year. But it was very useful, and the actual production itself was scheduled to take place in the October of 1977. All sorts of things were needed. Scenery, but it actually doesn't exist for opera. Any scenery that does exist was too big to go in Campers West Theatre anyway. So what had to happen was we made it ourselves, and a few hardy souls were recruited, with Tony taking the bulk of the work, along with help from Peter Foster, who designed it. Chris Wilkinson, who'd agreed to be treasurer, was inveigled into producing some pillars, which lasted about 10 years in the end. He tells me he managed to make those outside his garage over a number of weekends. Anyway, all went well. Caroline came up with some beautiful costumes. We had a wonderful, wonderful cast. Most interesting position, a post that we needed to fill, or role we needed to fill, was the Queen of Night, which is a very high coloratura soprano role with two stunning arias, one of which is quite daunting. And people who can do that are very few and far between. However, somebody Valerie and I knew, and one or two other singers in the company knew, was Anne Farnell, who later became Anne Warner. But she had a quite extraordinary range and was very keen to have a go at it, although frightened witless by the prospect, and in the end managed to cope with it. Rehearsals and production proceeded wonderfully. We managed to wangle use of the old Maynard Gallery, which was empty at that point. So the scenery, most of it for flute, was made in a detached house on Parkway in the living room, which is quite extraordinary when you think about it. Also, Peter Foster said, "Well, look, if we're going to do this properly, we need a stage cloth, so that we can cover the stage and we can paint it and we don't have to worry about marking the stage." And he said, "I know just the place I can get one." So one evening he said, "Right, come on, we'll drive me up to London and park the car at the back of English National, back of the Coliseum." And he disappeared inside, having told me to just park the car there and lurk. And a few minutes later I heard a door opening up above and a shout of, "Look out below." And a very large lump of canvas landed on the pavement just a few feet away from me. Peter came rushing down and reappeared, and it turned out that this was the third rehearsal cloth from the Coliseum, which was actually due to be replaced, thank goodness. But of course, being from the Coliseum, it was absolutely huge. This was bundled into the back of the car, shot off to Welling Garden, humped into this living room. Well, it would have more than covered the ground floor of the entire property, frankly. It was shuffled round by Peter until he found what he thought was the middle, and then he said, "Right, give me a knife." Made a cut, and he said, "Right, pull." So I took one side, he took the other, and we pulled the cloth into two almost identically sized parts. One part formed Well in Opera's stage cloth for about 5 or 6 years, and the other part was used for lots and lots of scenery, flats and drop cloth and all sorts of things. So we were set up. The production itself was a great success musically. Because there was no scenery available, it was done in a representational form. It was sold out, give or take a few seats, for 4 nights, and the audiences absolutely loved it. So Well in Opera was born, well and truly.